Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about MyDigitalMoney. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. MyDigitalMoney also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick-acting solution. Try it today, risk-free, for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describe mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with 5 specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2908, and today's date is October 25th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Scavino Sends Message, Red Wave, 11.3 was the beginning, all will fall in line. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their narrative is completely falling apart. Even the reporters that are talking to the White House press secretary, they're not even buying the narrative. So if they're not buying the narrative, the rest of the country, the rest of the world, they're not buying the narrative. Their economic agenda is completely falling apart on them. This is a no-win situation. And as the economy continually degrades, and we see inflation, we see high fuel costs, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. And the people now are seeing the truth. Even their climate agenda is completely falling apart. Everything that the Biden administration has been doing or has or is about to do, it is going to completely backfire on them. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they set this up from the very beginning. Because remember, you need to show the people who the liars are. You need to show the people who are not telling you the truth. And especially when it comes to the economy and people are struggling and people can't make ends meet. When you have someone up there telling you that the economy is strong, telling you that there is no inflation, telling you that the fuel prices, I lowered them when they're the highest we've seen them. This is when people start to see the truth. And their entire agenda is completely falling apart right now. And they can't save it, which means everything is going to be exposed. Look what happened with the White House press secretary. Curtis Houck put this out on Twitter, said the following. Biden told people that Republicans like to call Democrats big spenders and people should get the facts. But the facts don't seem to be exactly how he's painting it. How are people supposed to take this messaging seriously when this feels like a smoke and mirrors? And it is smoke and mirrors. He continues. The White House press secretary falsely claims to Jackie Henrick, the reporter, that Republicans would repeal Social Security and Medicare if they retake Congress in November, adding the economy strong because Biden put in the work. The economy is not strong. The economy is in a recession. It's getting weaker and weaker. But look how they're gaslighting everyone. Let me continue. Jackie Henrick, the reporter. So why not lean more on that language than continue to repeat that we reduce the deficit? Things that feels like sort of irrelevant. The White House press secretary responded and said, no, the reduce the deficit is real. That is historic as well. No, it isn't. All of this is lies, and they keep repeating the lie over and over and over. And as you do this, and I know this is part of their plan going back to Nazi Germany, if you just keep repeating it, people think it's the truth because then it becomes truth. But now, when the people are awake and the people are thinking logically, people aren't buying what they're selling. Look what's happening with their climate policies. Remember, their entire plan was to use the pandemic because they didn't have a war. So they thought they'd be able to use the pandemic to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. That completely fell apart. It was countered. Everyone's seeing their true agenda. It's not because we're running out of oil. It's not because, ooh, this energy crisis just happened to fall upon us naturally. They're the ones who are causing it because they want to move us into something completely different. And there are many polls out there, and it shows that a majority of Americans, they're unwilling to purchase an EV or install solar panels in their homes, despite the administration's push to provide financial incentives. This tells you everything you need to know about their entire agenda right now. So roughly about 69% of those polled said that they were not very likely to buy an electric car, and only 9% said they were extremely likely to buy an EV. A majority of respondents, 64%, also indicated that they were unwilling to purchase solar panels, and only one out of every 10 surveyed claimed that they were very likely to do so. The people are not on board with this. The only people that are on board with this is the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank, and the criminal syndicate, which does not make the majority of the planet. That is a tiny, tiny, tiny minority. And the people aren't going along with this. And the people, they're speaking out and they're telling everyone, this is not what we want. And this is why it's hurting them. But again, they don't care. Remember, Trump and the Patriots, they accelerated this plan. Remember, before Trump came into office, Hillary Clinton was supposed to win the election. She was supposed to bring us to war. During war, this would be possible because there'd be death, there'd be destruction. No one would question anything. No one would really care. And they say, you know something, as we're rebuilding, we might as well go all green. And yes, this plan might have worked. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they stepped in to stop all of this. And they needed to show the people the true agenda of the deep state players. They needed to show the people what they had planned. And the only way to do this is to accelerate the plan and allow the resident and the puppet master in the basement, the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, to move forward with their plan. He kind of trapped them in the very, very beginning, because in 2020, they thought they had the upper hand. Oh, look at this. We got the pandemic. We're already telling people, They're not going to get the vaccine until like 8, 9, 10 years later. We're going to have everyone in their house. We're going to print like crazy. We're just going to give them $1,000 or whatever it is a month. They'll be happy. People will go crazy. They'll have mental breakdowns. People will die because they'll be taking the vaccine afterwards. This will be incredible. We can push the Great Reset. We can push the Green New Deal because we'll have supply chain issues. The entire system would be a complete and utter disaster. But this didn't happen. Trump and the Patriots, they countered everything they were trying to do, but they already kicked it off. And since they kicked it off, they couldn't stop it. They thought, okay, we'll just have to continue it. Maybe we'll have to change course a little bit later. Maybe we'll push a war later on. Maybe we can get something out in Ukraine and Russia. Maybe we can get something started out there. And we can use death and destruction, nuclear attacks, and we can then push forward with our plan. Again, Trump and the Patriots, they are trapping them in their entire agenda. And I do believe as people see this and as people see the true economy, the true central bank economy, people now are pushing back. People are seeing the banks shut down accounts. They're seeing corporations sever ties with people. They're seeing bank accounts frozen if you protest peacefully. People are seeing this very, very clearly. And all you have to do is take what's happening right now, multiply that by 1,000. If the central bankers in the World Economic Forum take control and they issue a central bank digital currency, they would be able to shut down anyone at any time just for how you think. And Trump, he needed to show the people all of this. And plus, he needed to show everyone how bad a private West central bank economy really is. And it's not real currency. It's the central bank currency, which is created out of thin air. It's loaned to we the people. There's interest attached. They enslave you with taxes. And all they do is create debt. It's a debt-based system. It doesn't make the countries prosperous. Actually, look around the world. Look at all the countries that are in debt. And as time goes on, it just gets worse and worse and worse as time goes on. Just think about your own household. Let's say your household is in a debt-based system, which it is. It's a debt-based system. And you just keep putting things on your credit card. And a lot of people are doing this now. And you run up the debt. Can your household function? Can your wife, can your husband, can your children, can you function if you just keep on taking more and more debt? If the debt is larger than your income, can your household function? It can't. Sooner or later, and this happens to corporations, it happens to people, sooner or later, what happens? You need to declare bankruptcy because you can't keep everything operational. The same thing with the central bank economy with different countries and governments. It's based on the same exact thing. Sooner or later, the entire system implodes on itself and it crashes because you can't maintain it. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they needed everyone to see this because we have debt like we've never, ever seen before. And everything that they've told us from the very beginning, oh, inflation's good. There is no inflation. Wages are going to keep up. Not at the end of a private Western central bank system. Wages are going the opposite way. And this is why people are having a very difficult time. So what does that mean? Well, it means it shows people the true nature of the fiat currency. It shows people, wow, it's really devaluing very, very quickly. And when you look at bread, when you look at eggs, when you look at meat, it's getting harder and harder for people. And people now are seeing the difference between going back when Trump was in the White House to now. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they did this on purpose so you could see the difference very, very clearly. Remember, when Trump came into the White House in 2020, Obama and the news and everyone was out there saying, well, you can't play tariffs on China. You can't bring back manufacturing. You can't bring back industry. You can't lower unemployment. You can't make the stock market go up. You can't keep inflation down. And everything that they said turned out to be fake, phony, and false. And now we see the truth of the matter that, yes, even though he was playing in a private Western central bank illusionary economy, he was still able to do these things. Can you imagine when we remove the private Western central bank and we have a currency that works for the people? What kind of an economy do you think we're going to have? We're going to have an economy like we've never, ever seen before. The country is going to prosper like we've never, ever seen before. But just like a drug addict, we have to go through withdrawal. We've been in this system for a very long time. We're going through the withdrawal right now of the old system. And I do believe at that moment, we're going to transition into the new system and we're going to be based, the whole entire system here in the United States, and I do believe around the world, it's going to be based on sound money outside of the private Western central bank system. And I do believe Russia is already heading in that direction. The Russian banks now are running low on gold amid surging demand. The abolition of purchase tax has sparked wide interest in the precious metal. So banks in Russia, they're facing a shortage of gold bars after demand for precious metals have increased. Refineries are developing infrastructure to work with individuals, but it takes time to establish business processes. And we can see that people now are looking at this saying, okay, I better protect my wealth. I better purchase gold. I better transition my currency into Bitcoin because it's pretty darn easy. If your financial institutions, and a lot of them have already done this, it allows you to take your currency right now and just slide it on over and bring it into Bitcoin. And I do believe as the inflation continually rises, which means the value of your currency is declining, and we start to see people say, okay, what's going on here? Bread is now $20. I mean, look, just a couple days ago, we showed two receipts. No one would ever believe that eggs were going to go from $1.79 all the way up to $7.29 for the same carton of eggs. So when people say, well, bread will never go up that high, or milk will never go up that high, food will never. Of course it will. Look, just look at it. Go back in time. Food hasn't changed. Actually, the manufacturing of food, and a lot of it has chemicals, but that's a whole nother story. But the manufacturing of food, farming, and everything like that, well, it's got more efficient, which means it's cheaper to create and make and distribute. What's happening is that the currency is devaluing. So the food shouldn't be going up in price right now, but the currency is devaluing. Food should actually be cheaper. And people now are seeing this and they're saying, wow, this is absolutely crazy. And as time goes on and the value of your currency continually declines, at some point, people are going to say, you know something? I need to protect my wealth here because now I'm spending $25 on a loaf of bread. This is absolutely ridiculous. My paycheck is actually less because I didn't get a cost of living raise. My salary is going down and everything else is more expensive. I can't make ends meet. So people are going to start to say, you know something? I need to protect my wealth somehow, some way. And there's going to be a lot of people transitioning into gold, transitioning into silver and Bitcoin. And as this continues on, I do believe more and more people are going to do this. Remember, this is a slow process to bring everyone into a new system. And this is the people system. I'm not talking about the World Economic Forum or the central bank and the system that they want. Think about what's happening right now. Step back. This is a slow process. Everyone is seeing it. Everyone is seeing their currency devalue over time. How do you get the population to move their assets, their currency, into a true currency, which is backed by the people? I think we're seeing it happen right now. And I do believe it's going to continue to happen. And in the end, once the people were past that 50%, 60%, where a lot of people have it in Bitcoin and gold and silver, I do believe at that point, people will be ready and prepared to say, we're out of the central bank system. We're done with it. And I do believe we're starting to see this happen. And it's just beginning. And I think it's going to gain speed as time goes on. The people in the end will make the final decision. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax advantage crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are now struggling with the inevitable. What is the inevitable? Well, it seems that they are now losing the people. The people now are siding with Trump. The majority of the people are looking at the D's, looking at the private West essential bankers, looking at the World Economic Forum and the corrupt politicians and saying, this is absolutely what we don't want. And I do believe this was the plan from the very beginning. Trump, the Patriots, the military, they set out a plan so the people could take back their country. And the only way to have the people take back their country is to show the true agenda of the deep state players, to show the corruption, to show the difference between a Department of Justice that follows the rule of law, to show the difference between the FBI, one that follows the rule of law and one that protects the criminal syndicate. So what did people see? The people saw a corrupt Department of Justice, and they're seeing a corrupt FBI, and they're seeing a corrupt Congress, and they're seeing the infiltration from within. They're seeing people get banned from certain banks, from certain companies. They're seeing all of this play out. Now, add on top of that, you know, the border crisis, the upcoming war, the scare event out in Ukraine, the economy that is crashing, crime that is all over the place. Everyone now can see the true nature of all of this. And I do believe Dan Scavino sent us a message. He put something on Twitter and on True Social, and it's a gigantic red wave. It looks like a tsunami to me. And I think he's letting us know that the plan is working and we are moving forward. And I do believe in the end, all the other people that aren't arrested, because they're not going to arrest every single person, they will all start to fall in line. I mean, think about it. Think about all the people that decided not to run for Congress again. They see the writing on the wall, because if they had the upper hand and they were in control, they wouldn't be resigning. They would stick with it. Why? Because it's an easy gig. You get incredible health insurance. You get what? Car service, you get restaurants that you can go and eat, you get to play golf, you get all these perks. You're almost like your royalty, which the founding fathers never even wanted. They wanted everyday hardworking people. They didn't want career politicians. They wanted people that worked with the people, and then they wanted them to go serve. But instead, all these people that are in Congress, in government, these are lifelong politicians that are completely out of touch with the everyday person. Most of them are losers. Most of them couldn't even handle a real job. And these are the people that the criminal syndicate puts into place because they know it's easy to blackmail them. It's easy to control them. And this is why we have what we have today. But I do believe everything is about to change. And we're starting to see it. Remember, the beginning was 11.3. That's the real insurrection. That's when everything was kicked off. I do believe that devolution began during that period of time. Yes, January 6th, that was the cover-up of their insurrection. And now it's completely falling apart on them. And people can see the difference between a dictator and a true patriot. It's very, very noticeable. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they needed everyone to see this. They needed to see the truth, and they needed to get the people on their side. And this is exactly what's happening. I do believe more is coming. And I do believe that we're just seeing drip, drip, drip. Soon the flood is going to hit, and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. But the other thing that's very interesting is we could see Hillary Clinton. She is panicking right now. She's panicking because they're losing control of their cheating system. She's panicking right now because they realize Crap, if the legislatures get control in each state, the power returns to the states. See, people think, oh, well, the states do have the power. No, they really don't. Remember, they put the criminal syndicate people in each state, but they're calling the shots from the top. If the legislatures, if they get the ruling from the Supreme Court and they make the laws for the election, it's pretty much game over for the deep state players. And this is why Hillary Clinton is out there. This is why she's panicking right now like we've never seen before. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Kanye West, because it seems since Kanye West came out with some statements about the Jewish people in Hollywood, they decided, well, he's anti-Semitic. Now, remember, just because he's calling out a group doesn't mean he's referring to every single Jewish person on the planet. It's almost like saying, well, it's the Italian mafia. Am I speaking about all Italians? No. Is there a mafia, or is there a group of people in Hollywood that are bad people? Yes. So he's pointing to them and saying, there's a problem in Hollywood. He's actually saying that these individuals in Hollywood, and it's probably not just Jewish people, it's probably other people intermixed in all this, but they blackmail most of the people. They blackmail the influencers, and they can't speak or they'll go to prison. So they control these people. So since this came out and he's pointing the finger at these individuals, what happened? Well, it seems that companies and banks, they are now disassociating from Kanye West to teach everyone a lesson. So Adidas officially cut ties with Kanye West as a result of his recent anti-Semitic rhetoric. Adidas said the relationship ended because the organization does not tolerate anti-Semitism. So already they are now on guard, and I'm talking about the individuals in Hollywood, and they're pushing back and having certain corporations drop his brand. Now, once again, he's calling out a small group that is in Hollywood, his experience there. And the people do not like this. But what's very scary about this, and you can see the infiltration, what happens if there's another group that decides they don't like what you're saying? And another group, hey, wait, aren't we already seeing this? And this will spread. This reminds me, you know, first they came for, and then it starts snowballing after that. And I do believe we're seeing the beginning stages of this, because there are a lot of individuals that are doing bad things, and he's calling them out on it, and they don't want to be called out on it. They don't want to be exposed. I mean, if you really think about it, think about Hunter Biden's laptop. What did they do? They committed crimes. Did they want anyone to know about their crimes? No. So what did they do? They hid it, and they had the corporations, which was big tech. They had corrupt politicians, fake news, all say the laptop wasn't real. They're defending themselves. And I do believe this is exactly what we're seeing right now. And this is how these people play. And I'm not just talking about Jewish people playing this way. I'm talking about the criminals. Criminals can be Jewish. Criminals can be Christian. Criminals are just criminals. And I do believe what they're doing is they're protecting their entire racket. And they're going to be pushing back very, very hard because they don't want all of this exposed. Just like with what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing, she's exposing these people in Congress and they don't like it. And what are they doing? They're fighting back and raiding her like 6 times now. And why are they raiding her? Well, she explains. She put this out on Twitter. I was swatted for the 6th time last night. Swatting is a very serious crime. The caller wants to have their victim murdered by police, but it is also a giant abuse of police resources and time, which is another reason it is a serious crime. God bless my local police. Why would they continually call and say something's going on there and have her swatted? Because they're hoping that she gets startled in the middle of the night. And I don't know if she has a gun or not. Most likely, yes. But if she picks up her weapon because she hears noise and a door breaking down, she might have the weapon in her hand and the police might see her and shoot her. This is what she's trying to tell everyone, and this is why they do it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what came out of the Danchenko trial. Jeff Carlson explains on Twitter, timing of newly discovered emails from Danchenko trial fills missing gap in Russian collusion narrative. With this new information, a renewed examination of the timeline of events reveals that the FBI executed a concerted campaign to oust a sitting president. This email is critical for several reasons. It shows that the FBI intended to hide Steele's main source behind the confidential human source status after they had previously discovered Steele could not back up the claims in his dossier despite their offer of $1 million to Steele for any cooperation. As a CHS, Danchenko would also be shielded from any external investigations, including those of Congress. Of equal importance, Helsin's email also proves the FBI planned to convert Danchenko into a CHS before the FBI had even interviewed Danchenko. Had they thought the dossier was real, there would have been no reason to hide Danchenko. Instead, the FBI would have been touting the existence of such a crucial source. This move by the FBI also directly coincided with the president, with President Obama's wishes expressed during a January 5th White House intelligence briefing on the dossiers that he wanted to withhold information from the incoming Trump administration. That the efforts to effectively hide Danchenko started even before Danchenko had disavowed the dossier is critical evidence of the early commencement of the FBI's efforts against Trump. Had the FBI not done everything it could to conceal Danchenko's existence by bestowing him with CHS status, the truth about the dossier would have likely been revealed and the effort to oust Trump would have collapsed. The plan to grant Danchenko CHS status coincides with a remarkable sequence of events that took place on January 12, 2017, the same day Helsin's email was sent. To fully understand the significance of the FBI granting CHS status to a person they had not spoken to, and when they decided to do so, we need to go back to Election Day and examine the events that subsequently transpired leading to the appointment of Mueller as special counsel. Now, if you really think about it, to hide the source, to hide this individual, and if you look into the future and you go to what happened in January 6th and you look at Ray Epps and all the other people, Ray Epps is probably, and I do believe Kash Patel kind of confirmed this, he is a confidential human source. He is shielded. This is why they're out there defending this individual. This is why the FBI that was testifying before Congress and Cruz said, is he an FBI informant? This is why she said she couldn't answer that question. This tells you everything you need to know. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. And I do believe that once the Patriots take control of the House and the Senate, I do believe that we're going to see investigations like we've never seen before. Now, what's very interesting is that we're getting word, and this is coming from Paul Sperry on Getter, that something is about to drop. Praying Medic via @like put this out on Telegram, and it says, developing, a well-respected doyen of the Washington Press Corps is set to expose his brethren complicity in the Russiagate hoax in a hard-hitting 25,000-word insider account of big media collusion with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, and the FBI in falsely framing Donald Trump as a Kremlin collaborator. Big-name veterans from the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC News, among the premier outlets, are said to be targets of investigation in this expose. The in-depth piece, which I'm told will rock the media establishment with major new revelations already causing amongst top journos, should hit soon. Details to follow. So it seems that someone's going to drop something, a bomb, very, very soon. That's very interesting. I wonder if it's going to be before the elections, before the midterms. It's starting to seem that way. Now, the other day, and just yesterday, I should say, yesterday we had the Department of Justice and the FBI come out, and they started to tell us about these Chinese individuals that were paying the FBI informants. They were using Bitcoin, of course, and they tried to point at the PRC instead of the CCP. Now, what's very interesting, FBI Director Wray continually said CCP, and I wonder if he's maybe a double agent, and maybe he's a sleeper. Clandestine on True Social put this out and said, go back and watch the presser. I counted how many times PRC and CCP were mentioned by each of the four speakers. Here is the tally. Attorney General Garland, PRC 13, CCP 0. Dag Monaco, PRC 6, CCP 0. FBI Director Wray, PRC 1, CCP 6. AAG Olson, PRC 2, CCP 0. That's very interesting. So we have all these other individuals, part of what? The Department of Justice? They're blaming it on the PRC. Wray is mentioning the CCP. One would think the FBI and the Department of Justice would be on the same page with their messaging around who's responsible for the threats to our national security. Why are the Department of Justice officials afraid to say CCP? And why is Wray not? Really think about that. Then we have DC Drano on True Social. He said the following. Yesterday, Department of Justice FBI press conference was a clear ploy to make it seem like they actually enforce laws outside of targeting the MAGA movement. It also makes me think that they're trying to get ahead of a flood of information coming out of the Chinese interference in our elections that they ignored, Koenig, and the clear Biden crime family corruption that will continue to be unearthed in a GOP Congress. We are not fooled. The DOJ needs to be stripped down to the bones and rebuilt from the ground up. And he's absolutely right about this. And I do believe the Department of Justice was trying to make us look over there when we should be looking the opposite way. And I think Ray is saying, no, we have other evidence. And soon we're going to see a split between the director of the FBI and the Department of Justice. Now, yes, there are bad apples in the FBI, and there are good people in the FBI, but I do believe we probably need a complete overhaul of the entire system. But we'll have to see all this plays out, but this is becoming very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Lara Logan, she was on Newsmax, and they did not like what she was saying, and now she is banned from Newsmax, which is very interesting. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter on Telegram put this out and said, let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describing mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with five specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, it will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Lara Logan's response after getting canceled by Newsmax was to double down and drop even more red pills about the children and transhumanism. The question they don't want us asking is, where are all the missing children? A gazillion mainstream outlets have talked about the blood of young children being the secret to anti-aging. Why does nobody ask, where does the blood come from? We're fine doing articles that say the use of blood of young children to reverse aging, but wait a minute. No journalist follows up and says, whose blood? How do you get it? That's very interesting. And we know how the deep state players, the corrupt politicians are treating our children. Look what they want to do to our children. They want to mutilate them. They're trying to brainwash them in the schooling system. They have them wear masks while the adults don't wear masks. I mean, people are going to look back at this in time as, you know, as years pass, and they're going to go, what the hell was going on back then? How did you allow this to happen? Why did people not stand up? Why wasn't this stopped? And there are a few people that have been standing up. There's a lot of people that didn't get vaccinated. There's a lot of people that been calling these people out on it, but the people are going to look at this and go, this was crazy. And generations and generations later, they're going to look back and say, wow, I can't believe that happened. Almost like when we look back at Nazi Germany today. How did the people allow this to happen? How were they convinced of all this? How did they allow the war to happen? How did they imprison people? Now, people, I think, are starting to understand and learn that it happens very, very slowly. And you really have to remove yourself from it all to actually see the big picture. Because a lot of people just say, well, they're just doing this one little thing. It's not that big of a deal. But it's part of a larger agenda. And I think people are starting to see this now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that human trafficking, sex trafficking is all over the world. And I do believe Trump, during the pandemic, he had a presser. He did mention that human trafficking is very, very old. It's ancient and it's done on the internet today. And we're seeing operations all over the country today where they're shutting down sex trafficking, human trafficking, child trafficking, you name it. And in Florida, they rescued 8 women who were forced into sex trafficking by smugglers who illegally brought them into the U.S. So officers with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office rescued 8 women who were forced into sex trafficking in Florida by smugglers who illegally brought them into the U.S. through the southern border. You think this is all? Think about all the children. Think about the drugs. Think about everything that's going on right now, because they're not vetting anyone. They're just bringing them in. And people are lying about their age because they're not vetted. They're just telling them whatever they want to hear. And it's amazing that the fake news isn't covering anything. Why? Because they're part of the criminal syndicate. If anyone thinks the fake news is going to come out and just say it all, they're not. They're not going to go up against their masters. They're not going to do it. John Cooper on Twitter put this out and said the following. Foreign press are covering Biden's historic border crisis, but not CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, or NBC. And people go, well, Fox is doing it. Well, why is Fox doing it? Because they are the conservative station, and all they're doing is showing the border crisis there. Are they going into many other things? I'm not talking about Tucker Show and everything else. Actually, they never even mentioned the death jab, the side effects, until much, much later. And that's on certain shows. But the actual news, they don't really talk about that much. You see, they're not going to really tell you the truth. They're going to give you a little bit to make you feel like, oh, I'm getting something, but you're not hearing the entire truth from them, because I don't believe they're allowed to do it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know Elon Musk, he's purchasing Twitter. And yes, we know the intelligence operatives, the deep state players, they're going to try to stop him at every turn. And Elon Musk, he has now informed the bankers that he intends to close the Twitter deal on Friday. Now, the woke Twitter employees, they are freaking out right now. And they listed demands. I mean, think about it. This individual is purchasing Twitter, billions of dollars, and the people in the company are issuing demands to him. I mean, I know he's out there saying that he's going to be axing, 75% of the people in the company? Well, the people in the company, they don't believe in the Constitution. They believe in their own personal agenda. And they've been working with the United States government to censor and ban people, which is a violation of the Constitution. It's a violation of everyone's rights. So they wrote this entire letter. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But in summary, the Twitter workers are demanding to keep their jobs, even if their worldview does not align with the incoming owner's values, because Elon Musk somehow owes it to them. He owes them nothing. If you are not doing what Elon says, he is the owner of the company, then he doesn't need you. That's how it works in the real world. But these people think they're empowered. They're not. I mean, just wait to the midterms. Just wait until everything starts to turn. These people are going to freak out like we've never seen before. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the World Economic Forum, they have their tentacles all over the place, and they put certain people into certain positions like Trudeau and many other people in all different areas and different countries. It's all part of the same criminal syndicate. But Raheem Kassam said something very interesting on Twitter. He said the following, can I just be explicit about this? In case anyone thinks I'm being vague, Klaus Schwab's preferred candidate lost the Tory membership vote 50 days ago. So they tanked the pound and forced her out. She wasn't very good anyway. Still, this isn't Tory turmoil. It's a coup. So basically, they didn't actually have the person that they wanted. So they created a problem in the UK. And this is what the bankers do. This is what the World Economic Forum does. If they don't get their way, they destroy things. And yes, they tried to do it when Trump was in office, when he was in the White House. We had Soros out there letting everyone know that the market was heating up and it was going to crash when the pandemic started. And all of a sudden, the market started to come down like crazy. Why? Because they were selling things off and they were going to use this against him. It didn't work. If you go back before 1913, the central bankers, they crashed the economy and they created panic. If you go back in time, there was the panic of 1907, the panic of 1910, 1911. The recession of 1913, 1914. And what happened in December of 1913? Oh, all of a sudden, the Federal Reserve came into existence. This is how they push. Actually, they're bullies, if you really think about it. They bully the government, the people, into doing what they want. And we can see this is exactly what the World Economic Forum wants, because they're pushing an agenda. They want to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. It's the same thing. But we can see Nigel Farage is out there, and he blasted the new British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, as our first former Goldman Sachs employee and a globalist, if I've ever saw one. And he's absolutely right. And what we're seeing right now is the world is now waking up. They see the agenda of the World Economic Forum. They see the agenda of the deep state players. And the people now are pushing back. This is why we're going to see a tsunami, a red tsunami, come this midterm. And this is why the deep state players are panicking. We'll be talking a lot more about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what is happening with the war in Ukraine, because we can see that the Biden administration and those people that are controlling him, remember, he's the front man, they are now pushing this scare event. And what's very interesting about this is that House Democrats, they wrote a letter calling on Biden to have peace negotiations with Russia over Ukraine. And then all of a sudden, these individuals decided to withdraw the letter. I guess they got their instructions and said, no, we want war. What are you doing here? We need to have war. And this is why they're withdrawing all of this. And what's very interesting, Biden was getting his saline shot today in the fake studio in the White House, showing everyone that he's getting a booster. Do we really know it's actually the booster? Nobody has any idea. It could be saline. Do you really think he's taking the booster? Do you think any of these leaders taking the booster? Actually, we had one individual come out and say, no, these people are not taking the booster whatsoever. It's all fake. But since he was doing this and he was getting it, he decided that he had to say a couple of things. And we'll be talking about the booster stuff and what he says about COVID. But he said Russia, and this is in regards to Ukraine, Russia would be making an incredibly serious mistake if it were to use a tactical nuclear weapon. So a tactical nuclear weapon. Didn't we just get information that Ukraine was going to use a dirty nuke? Now, are we going to see a tactical nuke that Ukraine is going to use to try to blame it on Russia? Remember, they're pushing this agenda, and we are approaching this scare event. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have this under control. Devolution was kicked off on 11.3, and I do believe that Trump, the military, they are in control of the entire matter. Now, Biden, like we just said before, he was getting his COVID booster, and he's trying to use the same exact playbook, saying that everyone needs to get it every single year, because if you don't get it, we're going to have a complete and utter disaster, and it's going to spread all over the place. And he said the following: you're putting yourself and other people unnecessarily at risk by not getting the COVID booster shot. So they're still pushing the same exact story. And he let the cat out of the bag. He normally does. He usually messes up. And he says not enough people are getting vaccinated. We've got to change that. That tells you everything you need to know. I mean, he had the people from Walgreens, CVS, and the rest all standing behind him. It tells you that the people are no longer getting the vaccine like they thought they were going to get. They thought people were just going to come in, get everyone was going to be vaccinated across the globe, and you were just going to get your booster every single year, and everyone was going to do it. The problem is that people started to learn the truth. They might have gotten the first two jabs. They might have gotten the next booster round, but a lot of people stopped doing it because they started to realize there's something wrong here. And now he just let the cat out of the bag, letting everyone know we don't have enough people. Plus, you have the unvaccinated people. And when you start to compare the unvaccinated to the vaccinated, you can see a very, very clear picture right now, especially with all the evidence that's coming out right now. And since they did the lockdowns and since they put everything into place during the pandemic, which had no science behind it whatsoever, we've come to find out, and all the conspiracy theorists said, listen, if you keep kids at home, if you just have them on Zoom and they're not going to class, these kids, their reading is going to drop, their math skills are going to drop, everything is going to completely fall apart. And what have we come to learn? Well, it seems that the test scores right now are in the dumpers from the lockdowns. And the White House is dancing around in this new report from the National Assessment of Education Progress, showing that significant drops in math and reading scores among students over the past 2 years have completely imploded on themselves. And once again, those people that were saying this, all the conspiracy theorists, it has turned true once again. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and DigMemeProv on True Social put this out, going back in time when the vaccine, the death jab, was being introduced, Reuters came out and they said, fact check, no evidence COVID-19 vaccines cause cancer. Well, first of all, this was in November 12, 2021. Remember, you need time to see if there are problems with certain drugs, especially a death jab, because we had no information. It was brand new. It was out like a minute. And people with all different types of conditions just went in and took it. You had no idea if it was going to interfere with other medication, if it was going to interfere with your illnesses. People just lined up and said, you know what, I'm going to get it. But now we're starting to see the studies come out. People have heart conditions. From the WWE, we see that NASH just suddenly, and I love they use the word suddenly died of a heart attack. A young individual all of a sudden had a heart attack. So this proves that Dr. Joseph Lapido and his study is true, that males between the ages of like 18 or 19 all the way up to 39, they have myocarditis. And I do believe it's showing up in athletes because these people are training and your heart's pumping faster. And this is why we're seeing it on the fields of soccer and tennis and football and many other sports. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. But let me go back to what they said here. They said November 12, 2021, fact check, no evidence COVID-19 vaccines cause cancer. Fast forward to October 14, 2022 on CNN, a global epidemic of cancer among people younger than 50 could be emerging, which means that it has already started, because as time passes by and you start to see what the death jab is doing, all of this starts to come out into the open. And I do believe if you compare it to their 50 or 70,000 pages of documentation, you're going to find out that everything that you're seeing today is exactly what they have documented. And there might even be more today, because this was on real humans. Remember, this is an experimental drug still. This is not an FDA-approved drug. This is experimental. Hasn't been out that long. Some drugs have to be recalled after 10 years. And this is why they wanted everyone injected with it, because they really wanted people to get ill. They wanted people to die. They wanted depopulation. They wanted control. They wanted you to get a booster every single day. And now it's falling apart on them, and the people aren't going along with this. Now, what's very interesting is we're really starting to see the dictators and the tyrants, because everything that they've done is turning on them now, and it's being deemed unconstitutional. Out in New York, a judge for the Richmond County Supreme Court, Judge Ralph Porzio, has ruled that the vaccine mandates issued by the New York City Health Commissioner are unconstitutional and violate the separations of power. The order permits city employees to return to work effective today, and they get back pay. And this completely fell apart on them. Remember, New York was the leader. Vaccine passports, lockdowns, masks everywhere. And they're forcing kids and employers and employees to get the vaccine. It's mandated. It's all falling apart on them. Everything that they did was wrong. They pushed an experimental drug on a person and threatened them and blackmailed them. If you don't get it, you lose your job. Really think about this for a sec. Charlie Kirk said this on Twitter. A New York judge just ordered the reinstatement of fired, unvaxxed New York City workers with back pay and salary from the date of termination. Wow. I guess they're going to have to dismantle that tent they set up for the illegals to pay for all this, huh? And then we have the Washington Post. And this is very interesting, because you have to go back to 2020 when they shut everything down. It says regular exercise may improve the effectiveness of coronavirus vaccines. No, it's not that it's improving the vaccines, the effectiveness. No, what exercise is doing, it's making the person healthier and they fight off the COVID virus by themselves. Their body takes care of it. Remember, go back in time, a healthy individual, their survival rate is 99.94%, depending on your age bracket, of course. So go back to 2020. What did they do during the pandemic? Why did they shut down gyms? Why didn't they want people exercising? Really think about that for a second. See, they knew. And this is why they were fining people who tried to open up their gyms. Now do you see their plan? Oh, it didn't seem like a big deal back then. But now when you look back, you can see it was planned and it was part of their plan. It just didn't happen organically. Don Jr. responded to this on Twitter and said the following, huh, no shit. Who could have possibly seen this coming? Next, we'll find out being obese and out of shape could be harmful to you and is not in fact healthy like they've been telling us. Trust the science. Actually, it should be trust the peer-reviewed science. That's what it should be. Now, what's very interesting is yesterday, I think it was yesterday, we talked about a poll about college admission and race shouldn't be a factor in all of this. And the people of this country said, absolutely not. Race should not be a factor. But it seems that in Harvard, they are paying to defend race-based admissions. How did we come to find this out? Well, they had to make an insurance filing and they missed the date and it became public. And it shows that they paid the insurance companies to keep their race-based admissions. Because I do believe people probably sue them and, you know, they have the insurance companies, they pay out, but they've been using a race-based admissions. This is just absolutely unbelievable. So who are the racists? I think we're starting to see all of this right now. We're starting to see that all these companies, the corrupt politicians who are pointing the finger at everyone else, calling them a racist or an extremist or white supremacist, it's really them. You see, they're projecting everything onto everyone else. Just like with defund the police and the riots that happened in 2020. Back then, they were all out there saying defund the police. Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. Now the elections are coming. And this is how you can tell they're politicians, how they're complete liars and no one should believe them. They use political speak. Now they're saying that we never said that. We never do it anything like that. Like Kamala Harris, she bailed Antifa out of jail. And she's saying now that she never did. Dinesh D'Souza put this out and said, Kamala Harris is now denying she raised bail money for Antifa and BLM rioters, but she forgot to delete this. Here's a tweet. If you're able to, chip in now to the MN Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. And here we are once again. All these people are liars. Now, we know that DeSantis is going up against Crist in Florida, and we can see that he's beating him like we've never seen before. And it seems that everyone that Trump is endorsing right now, he has a winning record, and the people, they understand who to vote for as we approach the midterms. But what's very interesting is that there was a chant going on at a rally, and the people were actually chanting, "Keep Florida free." But Pete Dominic heard it from one source who said they were at the scene, and they said this is what the people were saying, refried beans. So he put out on Twitter the following statement. I deleted my tweet saying DeSantis supporters were chanting refried beans at Carla Hernandez and regret only having one source at the scene before tweeting that. They were chanting keep Florida free. DeSantis War Room responded to this on Twitter and said the absolute state of Florida Democratic Party in 2022. Absolutely true. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Charlie Crist's former colleagues, they decided to endorse DeSantis in a letter. This is not going well for Charlie Crist. 37 former colleagues and staffers of Charlie Crist, including George Lemieux, Crist's former chief of staff, decided to go with DeSantis. I mean, really think about this for a second. And then we have out in Arizona, where we have Kerry Lake and Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs will not debate Kerry Lake. Kerry Lake is for the people. Katie Hobbs is for the World Economic Forum, the deep state players, and she can't even answer questions. The reporter was on the street asking her, hey, you know, Carrie Lake says, listen, our children will not be vaccinated. There'll be no mandate as long as I'm governor. They asked the same question to Katie Hobbs. She couldn't answer. And she said, I really haven't contemplated that, which means that she's going to mandate it. And she wants all the children to be vaccinated. That's why she really didn't answer that. And how can this person running for governor not have a response to this type of question? Really think about that for a second. But Project Veritas, they went undercover once again. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Katie Hobbs, she has a twin sister. And she was caught on camera saying very interesting things. Charlie Kirk on Twitter put this out and said, breaking via Project Veritas, Katie Hobbs' twin sister at the Democrats helped fund extreme Trump-endorsed candidates. The Democratic Party was putting money in primaries into the races of extreme Trump-endorsed candidates as opposed to the moderate Republicans. So in the video, Becky Hobbs admitted to a Democratic strategy of funding Republican candidates who they thought would be easier to beat in a general election and admitted to registering as a Republican with her husband to vote against Mark Kelly. They believed it would help Kelly in his November general election. She also said they did this to vote against former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. So really think about what they're doing here. And it shows you how desperate they really are. How do we know they're desperate? Well, they're doing many different things. Real Toria Brooke on True Social put this out. Google is manipulating search results to harm Republicans in critical Senate races. And this is coming from Media Research Center. MRC calls on Google to stop its war on democracy and provide algorithmic transparency after findings revealed campaign sites for 10 Republicans among 12 tight races were found significantly lower in results compared to opponents, sites in organic search. Seven Republican candidate sites were reportedly hidden from the first page of Google search results. What else are we finding? Well, it seems that it's not the right door. And remember, she's 84 years old. This individual shot her in the back. And we have another report. And this was a volunteer who was going around knocking on doors, going door to door. And this individual was wearing a Mark Rubio t-shirt and a DeSantis hat. And Mark Rubio put this out on Twitter and said, last night, one of our canvassers were wearing my t-shirt and a DeSantis hat was brutally attacked by four animals who told him Republicans weren't allowed in their neighborhood. So who's attacking who? It seems the opposite is happening right now. Kevin Sorbo says the following. A canvasser for Marco Rubio was brutally attacked and told Republicans aren't allowed in their neighborhood. Remind me again who the party of peace is. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Hillary Clinton, she is panicking right now. She posted a video to Twitter that Republicans have a plan to steal the 2024 presidential election, which means they have a plan to steal the 2024 election. Hopefully they can get it off the ground. So she's already projecting out there. She's panicking right now because they see what's happening in the midterms. So she warned voters that while the focus may be on the upcoming midterms, voters need to look ahead to 2024. I know we're all focused on the 2020 midterm, she says, and they're incredibly important, but we also have to look ahead because you know what our opponents certainly are. And she started to talk about the Supreme Court. She talked about how the Supreme Court is going to allow the legislatures to pass the laws on voting. And she's very nervous because the power is returning to the state. And she's very concerned about the states having the power. Remember, they had certain people in place, the Secretary of State. They had maybe the governor. Maybe they had the Attorney General. And they were controlling them from the top, and they were calling the shots on the ground in each one of these areas. This is going to be stripped away from them, and she's very worried about the states regaining their power. And this is exactly what panic looks like. She's panicking right now. This is why she had to put out a video like this. And think about all the election fraud that's coming to the surface and how they've been denying election fraud. Now they're saying, oh, if something happens, it's fraud. They're cheating in the election. Brian Cates put this out and said, after two straight years of insisting U.S. election systems are the best in the world and 2020 was the most safe and secure election ever because they stole it, guess what they're going to say now that they see this epic and historical ass-kicking coming from them? They're going to say this. Oh, it was rigged. We had a problem. They cheated. They're panicking. They're actually falling right into the trap. Everything that they have been talking about is going to boomerang on them. And now election fraud, people are going to be asking about all the elections now. This is very interesting how Trump and the Patriots trap them in all of this. Now, Ken Okoda the Great put this out on True Social. The Australian Parliament member Fiona Simpson says it's extremely alarming that the U.S. election software CEO Eugene Yu has been arrested. Eugene Yu tried to sue me for raising issues about Koenig. I believe these legal maneuvers by Mr. Yu are attempts to bully and gag an elected representative and are continue to demand greater transparency and accountability as well as security for our election systems. So this individual, he was all over the place. And he is a bully, and we know the deep state players are bully, and they were trying to cover up everything that they've been doing. I mean, what do you think they were out there? And Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes was interviewing this individual, the CEO of Dominion, saying that everything is fine with our machines. Well, everything is not fine with the machines, because what do we come to find out? Well, out in New Mexico, there was an audit, and this was in Torrance County in New Mexico. And they uncovered numerous material items from the election. And what they did was they counted the ballots and they compared it to the machines. And it showed a stunning 25% difference between the machine and the hand count results. And Torrance is a small county, but the significance is huge for the 2020 general election on November 8th. And attorney David Clements explains. He says, and this is on Telegram, more breaking news from Torrance County. All 24 of the Dominion tabulators SD cards from the 2022 primary have been entered into evidence with the sheriff's office. Torrance County 83 voters were no longer on the rolls 1 month after the primary. They may never have been there in the first place. Only 1,600 votes in this county, i.e. they're missing 5% of their voters. 44 addresses could not be found by the county's assessor's office. Oops. Democrat votes were pretty close. Republican votes were way off. All the ballots were processed on the same tabulators. These party-specific errors happen on all the tabulators across the county, regardless of whether the voter voted absentee, early, or on election day. I call that machine manipulation, wouldn't you? And the errors appeared to be in the Republican block of votes. Erin Clements, an engineer and the wife of David Clements, was also involved in the audit. She shared the following. Torrance County Commission's audit of their primary shows differences between the hand tally and SOS totals as high as 25%. Machines and NM are toast. Absolutely. And this was just proven. Now, I put this out on Telegram and on True Social, and Trump, he decided to retruth my truth on what happened out in New Mexico. And he responded to this and said New Mexico was out of control in 2020. And it's starting to seem that not just this state, if it happened there, then we have a pattern in all other states. And I do believe once we get down to the nitty gritty, we're going to see that same exact pattern. Actually, we're already starting to see the same pattern. We see it with the 2000 Mules documentary. We see it with the Mules today during as we're approaching the midterms. And we're starting to see the machines where they're switching votes in many, many locations. This is a complete and utter nightmare. And you can see this is why the deep state players, this is why they're worried about what is happening. And this is why they're going after Trump right now. And they're using everything they possibly have. And I do believe they're going to try to make a move. And I do believe this is why Trump put out that truth saying who's going to fall into the Trump quicksand. We have longtime journalist Carl Bernstein. He said that he believes there's already enough evidence to present to the Department of Justice to indict Trump. So they're throwing everything they possibly have at Trump because they know if they lose all of this, they lose the midterms, the people are with Trump, they lose everything. And what's very interesting about all this is Dan Scavino, he put out a tweet on Twitter. He also put a truth out on True Social. Now, what's very interesting about this, the tweet on Twitter, the video was 25 seconds long. The truth on True Social, the video was 24 seconds long. Now, they were the same videos. It shows a gigantic red wave coming. So basically, Dan Scavino is letting us know there's a huge red wave about to hit. So on Twitter, the video was 25 seconds long. So let me read this post, which is 25, November 1st, 2017. And it says, the following. Follow up to last post. Return to comments R.E. Pelosi and John M. Some of us refuse to say his last name for a reason. This all has meaning. Everything stated, big picture stuff. Few positions allow for this direct knowledge. Proof to begin 11.3. We all sincerely appreciate the work you do. Keep up the good fight. The flow of information is vital. God bless. Then on True Social, we have post 24, and this is November 1st, 2017. It says, any person making statements they will not be seeking re-election was put in submission. For the betterment of the country, not all will be prosecuted and all will do as told. You will see more of this occur, not normal, yet disregarded, and even on the D side. And I do believe that once this happens, and once the investigations start to happen, and once the truth starts to come out about Biden, Clinton, which we're already getting the truth out there, those corrupt individuals, and I'm talking about the low-level people, remember, there's many different levels. We have the foot soldiers, which is the neo-Nazis, the criminals they let loose from the illegals coming into this country, Antifa. Those are the low-level foot soldiers that they use to create chaos, havoc, and everything else. Then you have other levels in state and local governments, like the Secretary of State, the Attorney Generals, some governors in certain states, mayors in certain states, that they're at a different level. Then you move up to the next level, which is D.C. You have the representatives, the senators there. They're at a different level. And each one most likely is blackmailed. Most of them are controlled. And they just have to keep doing what they're doing, whatever the deep state says they need to do. They need to pass certain laws, push certain agendas, and they get paid. As long as they don't fall out of line, they are fine. The blackmail will not be produced. And most of these individuals, they say, well, I'm going to get very, very wealthy. All I got to do is keep doing what I'm doing, and I just have to lie. Then you move up to the Obama, the Clinton area. They're at a different level. Then you, above that is Soros, then the central bankers, and it keeps moving up and up and up and up. And I do believe that all these individuals, the low-level people, they are going to just do whatever the patriots say because they're low-level. They're probably going to resign. Most of them will not even seek re-election. They probably will leave politics, but the upper players that have a lot to lose, these people, they are going to be in the spotlight. This is what I do believe Trump and the Patriots are going after. The puppet masters, the people that are pulling the strings, the people that are orchestrating all of this. And I do believe this is where all of this is headed. And this is all part of the plan to get these people, because the other low-level people, they're just going to fall in line. If they don't fall in line, certain things will be exposed about them. Some of them might even go into jail. Some of them might have a difficult time getting jobs. But the whole purpose of this is to bring down the entire system. The low-level people, they're not orchestrating all of this. They're following orders because they're low lives. Because without politics, who would they be? Probably nobody. And that's why they probably went into politics. But all of this is about bringing down the system. Bringing it down and exposing it and showing the people the truth. And I do believe we're heading in this direction. I do believe the Patriots are in complete and utter control over all of this. And everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing is part of their plan to expose everything that they're trying to do. You see the people that want war. You see the people that don't want peace because all they want is war. Even if there's a peace plan that is brought in, you can see that very clearly. You can see the people that are destroying the economy. You can see their plan to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. You can see all of these individuals who want open borders. You can see these individuals who want to hurt our children. You can see all of this very, very clearly. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots wanted. They wanted everyone to see this very, very clearly. So there is no question whatsoever. It's not a conspiracy. It's not made up. It's being seen by everyone. Just like when you see the riots back in 2020, it's not a myth. And now all these individuals that said, oh, we should defund the police, now they're backtracking saying, I never said that. People can see the truth. Think about the Russian collusion, the fake news, the intelligence operatives, the FBI, they're all telling you, oh no, Trump colluded with Russia. Now from the Durham trial, we know that this isn't true whatsoever. And all these people lied. People went along with the narrative. And people now see the truth. See, this is how you expose it. This is how you show people the truth. You just can't tell them. They need to see it all. And that is exactly what is happening. the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors: by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick-acting solution. Try it today, risk-free, for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it will be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describe mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with five specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, it will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com.